Hello and welcome to another episode of Harrison's Heritage, a podcast where we hear stories from my family that are fascinating and funny. Get ready for a fascinating story that stars my 76-year-old grandmother. Hello, I am your host, Harrison Banks, a current student at St. Thomas High School. Today our guest is, as I mentioned, my 76-year-old grandmother, who grew up inside Lufkin, Texas with my cousins, and committed some mischief, so stay tuned. This podcast will be split into three sections. First, my grandmother's early life. Second, my grandmother's life through the Cold War. And lastly, my grandmother's advice for me. So let's jump into it. So first, I asked my grandmother about her life in Lufkin and how she grew up. And this is what she said.
Lufkin was a small town. There was not a lot to do. You made your own entertainment. And, you know, as little kids, we rode our bicycles, third graders, we started there and rode our bikes around the neighborhood. We lived on a dirt street, so we could, you know, be home when the street lights came on. Mama would say, be home before dark. And we'd meet, one of my friends lived two doors down, and we'd meet in the middle at Granny Henry's house. She wasn't anybody's granny, but she was old, so we called her Granny. She had a porch swing, and we spent hours in her porch swing. And, you know, when we were older, we had a bowling alley, and we had a walk-in theater. But
next, I asked, what was the most mischief you made with our cousins, because they lived very close by?
Johnny and I would sift sand, because there was no grass in the yard. It was just white sand on Ingram Hill, and we'd get in trouble for pouring sand on the dog's ears. That was really bad. The most trouble we got into as little kids, we had been walking in the woods berry picking, and we picked some sweet gum. If you haven't had sweet gum, we have to do something about that. But we had some sweet gum, and you chew it. Tastes good. And it's like gum. And so we saw rosin on the pine tree in front of the house. And we decided that was probably good to chew too. Well, we had it all over our clothes, all in our hair. And I think we met a peach tree switch after we got cleaned up.
After explaining what mischief they got up to, next I asked my grandmother, what were the tensions like, and what was the tensions and feeling at the time of the height of the Cold War?
People were on edge. People were nervous. You know, you were tense, I guess, frightened. Frightened underneath it all, because everybody knew what happened during World War II. Everybody knew what happened at Pearl Harbor. Everybody knew what happened at Nagasaki and Hiroshima. And everybody knew what the atomic bomb could do. And we had the USSR. That's what Russia was called at that time. And, you know, the leader there was a little bit cuckoo. And so we did things like, and when I was like 7, 8, 9 years old, we did duck and cover. So this is gonna save you from an atomic bomb, duck and cover. You went under your desk and put your hands on the back of your neck like this and curled up in a little ball called duck and cover. And the teacher would yell, duck and cover. We practiced duck and cover, and under that desk you went. Kind of bad to think about little kids growing up like that. And, you know, other things that happened during that time.
After asking my grandmother what the general tensions were like in the U.S., I then asked her what it was like in Lufkin, and if it was like the U.S. or if it was detached. And this was her answer.
I think it was sort of on the periphery. You know, it was not something like that, you can't do anything about it. It comes out of the sky and just gets you. And you have no time to react. One thing we did do, though, they had, and I've kind of forgotten that until this moment, some people had bomb shelters. We didn't, certainly didn't, but we learned to do things like you kept canned goods ahead, and you learned you don't open the can from the top, you turn it over and open the bottom where it might not have so much radiation. My personal opinion is it probably wouldn't have helped you much if you needed to do that, but anyway, that was as much preparation as there was.
And lastly, I asked my grandmother what advice she had for me in the future.
I'd say go to school just as long as you can. Get your degree, get an advanced degree, get a second advanced degree. The people who have advanced degrees have, I mean, not everybody, for sure. Granddad has a bachelor's degree and he's done very well. But the more education you have, the more opportunities. Your dad didn't have to have a master's degree. He's told me this enough times to do the job that he did and did well. But the door would have never opened. You hit the glass ceiling. Ask me how I know.
How do you know?
How do I know? I hit the glass ceiling. You know, I worked in small businesses, and when I went into a larger situation, I wasn't going to get promoted no matter how good I was because I only had one degree.